Land of the Last Wildcat by Louis Sitt and David Dean, read by Nicolette Chin. I am not afraid of storms, for I am learning how to sail my ship. L.M. Alcott, Little Women. Prologue. The rock arrived in the post. Tearing open the padded envelope, Puffin pulled out a black lump the size of a walnut. She rubbed her fingers over the nubby surface before holding it up to her nose, sniffing in the faint scent of soil and dried leaves. "What is it?" she wondered out loud. She scanned the handwritten note accompanying this latest fossil, but it was full of questions, not answers. "Are you eating enough? Are you doing your homework? How are Lance and Grandad Mo?" Puffin peered at the lump, holding it up to the light. "It's a poo," she decided. "Curry poo." This latest object joined her collection of ocean-washed green glass, smooth grey stones streaked with flecks of white and red, shells shaped like cat's heads, and a sparkly nugget that Puffin called bird gold. These treasures arrived in padded beige envelopes, with Puffin's name scrawled across the front in her mum's bold handwriting. But for all the wonders of the natural world that arrived, the only thing that Puffin longed to see come through the door was her mum. Chapter 1. "This is the curry." Puffin Lau clambered up the podium steps towards a gold-framed oil painting mounted on the wall of the Linger Island Gallery Room. The picture showed a large, orange wildcat leaping off a cliff edge into a starry night sky. It had fluffy triangular ears, a muscular body covered in shimmering orange fur, and a tail twice the length of its frame. Its round eyes glowed a deep blue-green. As Puffin moved sideways, the eyes seemed to follow her. She grazed her fingertips against the canvas, touching the tip of its painted tail. The plaque beneath the painting read, "Curie, Legend of Linger Island."
"What are you doing?" hissed Lance, who was standing below. "Get down!"
Puffin ignored her best friend, whose freckled face flushed as he realized what she was up to. He rolled his eyes.
"Here we go again,"
he muttered as Puffin planted her legs solidly on the podium, hands on her hips.
"Wherever you are, Puffin, you always find the spotlight."
"Hey!"
A shout from across the room made her look up to see a young boy pulling his mum by the hand across the gallery space.
"Hey!"
the boy repeated.
"Are you the museum guide? Are you giving the free talk about the wildcat?"
"Yes."
A shiver of excitement flushed through Puffin.
"Do you want to hear about the curry?"
The boy nodded. His mum peered over her glasses at Puffin. Dressed in her school uniform with the Corvida Academy logo embroidered on her jumper, Puffin didn't look like a museum tour guide, especially considering the visitor sticker on her chest.
"Are you sure, dear?" she asked. "Is the adult guide coming?"
Yes, if you wait a few minutes,"
Lance started to say.
"No need for an adult," Puffin interrupted, hands still on hips, "because I am a curry expert."
She brushed her brown, bushy hair off her face. She'd inherited very few of her Chinese dad's features, only George's straight eyebrows and wide jaw. The rest of her resembled her Portuguese mother, Allegra. Puffin's light brown eyes crinkled in the corners as she beamed at her audience of two.
"No, you're not," Lance interrupted back. "Your mum's the expert. Speaking of which, shouldn't she be here by now?"
Puffin ignored him. She had grown up in the Poco Science and Research Museum, which housed a research laboratory in its basement. The laboratory funded much of the museum's activities and also employed her mum,